This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops, at least from the northern part of Gaza, after weeks of U.S. pressure to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. A legal battle over whether Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza amounts to genocide opens on Thursday at the United Nations top court. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
2 days of preliminary hearings at the International Court of Justice will examine South Africa's call for judges to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military actions. Israel firmly denies the genocide allegation. The case that's likely to take years to resolve strikes at the heart of Israel's national identity as a Jewish state created in the aftermath of the Nazi genocide in the Holocaust. Israel normally considers UN and international tribunals unfair and biased, but it's sending a strong legal team to the court to defend its military operation launched in the aftermath of the October 7 attacks by Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Schools and stores on Wednesday in Ecuador were shuttered. Many people stayed home, and soldiers are roaming the streets of Ecuador's biggest cities after armed gang members invaded a television station during a live broadcast. Much of Ecuador simmered with tension following Tuesday's attack at public channel TC Television.